This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'd like to, Beis Hashem Yisbarach, discuss brachas. We have in the parasha Birchas Yaakov that the Yaakov gives his children. We have the bracha to Ephraim and Manasseh, B'chol Yivarech Yisrael, and that Klal Yisrael is supposed to use the bracha and give it over to the children. B'chol Yivarech Yisrael, bracha with bracha with bracha. What is bracha? What is it? Whole parsha. In the yeshivas, the little kids are taught Birchas Yaakov. It's a whole limud, special. They learn Birchas Yaakov. What is Birchas Yaakov? And it's interesting. What is Birchas Yaakov? It's actually the brachas from Yitzchak and from Avram. Brachas with brachas with brachas. So much is allotted to the Indian of brach and parash in Bereshis. Right? Itl Chalakim is Birchas Avram. There's so much, the bracha, what is bracha? So I'd like to begin by pointing out that each one of the Shvatim got bracha. Their own individual bracha. Yehudi, you're this, you're this, you're each one separate. Rashi says on the Pasuk, Ish Asher Kibirchosi Beirach Oysam. Each one, according to their bracha, he benched them. So the truth is, what does it mean, kibirchasa? I mean, each one like his bracha. I mean, every person got his bracha. What does it mean, ish kibirchasa beirach oysam? So I would have said, kibirchasa according to the bracha which befits him. For example, if I take a person who sells shoes, and I give him a bracha that he should be zeicha to be matzliach and selling oranges. But that's not what he does. He sells shoes, right? Kibir chasai, like the bracha, unique for him, which befits him. For example, Yisachar learns, he gets a bracha in learning. Zvulun does business, he gets a bracha in business. Rashi doesn't interpret the pasuk that way. Rashi doesn't explain the pasuk kibirchasai to mean like the bracha that befits. Rashi says, bracha ha'asid alavay al kol echad. Ish, every person, like the bracha, which is asida. Asida means that is destined to come. The bracha that's destined to come on this person. That's how he was beirach oysam. The question is, what does Rashi mean? Of course, he gave them the bracha, which was asida, which was destined to come. I mean, of course, what he gave him a bracha that wasn't supposed to come, of course it was supposed to come. Bracha ha-asida, the bracha that is destined to come on each one in the future. Of course, he gave him the bracha and amidst Hashem, that bracha was going to come. But the pasuk has to stress that it's a guarantee it was going to happen. Is that what Rashi means?
Yeah.
That's what it means, that the pasuk is saying that it will definitely happen. If Yaakov gives a bracha, it will happen. Birchas Tzadik, of course it's going to happen. What I think Rashi means is kibirchasai. Each one was destined to get a bracha. But in order to get that bracha, you have to realize your potential. You have to realize what your koiches are, what your capabilities are. So ish asher kibirchasai, habracha asida, the bracha that was destined to come on each one of them, he gave him that bracha. Which means what Yaakov did was to identify. He was to clarify, to bring out and explain to each one what his bracha, what his future, what his potential is. That's bracha asid lavoi. It was destined to come. Each person is born with ma'alot. Each person is born with bracha that's supposed to come to him, kishreinus, capabilities, koiches. So he gave them the bracha according to that, meaning the bracha that's asida, he pointed out to them. And that could be the biggest bracha, say Bali Musa. For someone to recognize his capabilities is in itself the biggest bracha. We live in our lives, and sometimes we don't even realize our koiches, our potentials. To be able to realize that is a tremendous thing. The Gemara says that when the Chachamim used to leave, part from each other, when they left the yeshiva, they would give each other brachas. So what was the bracha? One of them was, Oilamcha tira b'chayecha. Your world you should see in your lifetime. What does it mean? What is Oilamcha? Your world you should see in your lifetime? So my uncle Reb Chaim and other Bali Musar discuss that every person is an Oilam Malay. Every person is a world for himself with his koiches, with his feelings. Oilamcha, your world should come to fruition b'chayecha in your lifetime. It should come mikoach el apoyel in your lifetime. Oilamcha, your world. Each person is a world for himself. His machshavas, his capabilities, his tafkid. You should see your tafkid, oilamcha, your world b'chayecha. And that's a bracha. That's a bracha that one gives to the other person, because that is the biggest bracha. The biggest bracha is to be able to fulfill the goal that you have to fulfill in life. You know, the Mesil Shashar writes, she is barer v'yisames eitz la'odam ma'choy v'asoy b'oylamoy. Don't say b'oylam. It's not the choyv of the world. Chayv ba'olam mai, in his world. Every person is a world for himself. And every person has a chayv, has a goal, has a tafkid. So bracha is olam chatira b'chayecha. And that's possibly what Rashi means, bracha asida lavoi, the future that's destined for each one. He gave them that bracha, olam chatir b'chayecha, that you should be able to recognize and identify your goals, and tafkid, and your koiches, and your kishreinus, and your olam. And you should be able to therefore work towards that. And that's the biggest bracha you can do for somebody. It's interesting. Part of the brachas was also teichacha. He gave musar. Reuven Shimon got musar. Rashi says that Yehuda was moving backwards when he heard. He was scared. He was trying to run away. He heard the musa that he gave to Reuven and Shimon. So we see that part of Birchas Yankiv was musa. As a matter of fact, the pasuk says, "Hey Osfu v'Shimu b'nei Yisrael." It says it twice. You know, bring me the pasuk. We'll read the exact words of the pasuk. Yeah, give me the chumash for 1 minute. Not this one. Give me the chumash. Any chumash? There are chumash here. Okay, he's going to bring it in. Okay. Can you bring me any chumash? Come. All right, a chumash. Okay. It says like this. Vayikra Yaakov Elbonav, Vayoymer, he also Vagid Lochem. Then in Pasuk Beis, it says, he kovtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov. V'shimu al Yisrael Avichem. What are the two Lashaynas? The repetition. He kovtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov. V'shimu al Yisrael Avichem. Saying the same thing twice. What's the Kefa Lashayn here? So the Brisker Rav says, because there was two things here. There was Musar, and then there was also Bracha. So he called to Vishimu B'nei Yaakov, which is a lower level Yaakov, that was the Musar. Vishimu Yisrael Avichem is the Bracha. He called to Vishimu B'nei Yaakov, Vishimu Yisrael Avichem. Now it's interesting, the Targum actually says on both, that you should listen, you should come together and listen Ulfon, which is Musar. But the Brisker Rav says that from the Pasuk we could separate. He called to Hashem b'nei Yaakov, stop, Hashem Yisrael Avichem. Two things, Musar and Bracha. Now, why Musar and Bracha? So we could say one of two things. Because actually Musar and Bracha is the same thing. If a person guides another person to understand his kaiches, his kishroinus, and he helps him. He helps him realize his tafkid. So Musa is also bracha. We might not feel it's bracha. We might not look at it as a bracha. But the truth is it's bracha. The best thing you could do for somebody is to teach him and guide him. Of course, it has to be done by oifen of bracha. It has to be done in a way that just like you give bracha, it's bahava. When you give Musar, it should also be Be'ahava. So it could be it's relative, it's together. There's Bracha and Musar. Or maybe, that actually when you give Musar, you should give Bracha afterwards. Maybe it's supposed to be Yamin and Smile. Smile Daicha and Yamin Mekarev. So when you do the Musar, he comes to Vishima B'nei Yaakov, the next thing is Vishima Yisrael Avichem. Maybe that's the pshat. See, we're trying to understand if it was brachas, so why did the first two, three get musar? Is it fear? You tell everybody, come, I'm giving brachas. And then when they show up, they get musar. Imagine if a Rebbe came to town and they announce, the Rebbe is giving out brachas. People show up, and what do they get? They get musar. They come for brachas. So which one is it? And the answer is bracha and musar together. Because what is bracha? To teach and to help the person to reach his potential in avodas Hashem. So techacha is the same thing. If it's done properly, techacha. But it's two different things. He comes to v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, v'shimu Yisrael Avichem. Or maybe that there's a rule, Yamin and smile, which means the smile pushes away and the Yamin is Mekarev. And so, he kavtsu v'shimu. We do both. Shimu b'nei Yaakov, v'shimu Yisrael Avichem. First I give you the Musar and then I give you the Bracha. It's interesting that l'chayr there's a question. How is it that Reuven and Shimon get Musar? And Yehuda hears it. Are you allowed to give Musar in front of somebody else? It says Yehuda, Rashi says, Yehuda started to go backwards. Why is he going? He heard it? Why was he allowed to hear it? You don't give Teichach in front of other people? That's how you give Musar? And I don't think that Yehuda was sitting with a glass by the window to listen, to hear. I don't think he was eavesdropping and that's what he heard. If he heard it, he was allowed to hear it. And how could he hear it? Unless we could say that he didn't hear it. But maybe as they left, Reuven left, and Reuven left with a sour face, white like a ghost. What happened? You don't know what he just told me to Yaakov. And then Shimon left. Oh, you don't know what he just told me. And then Levi, oh, you know. See, so not pshat that he gave the Musar in front of Rehuda. Yehuda realized that there was Musar to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Maybe that's the pshat. I would say something different. And that is, if you notice, later on in the parsha, it says that he calls them all together. Ish asher kibrechosai, here he calls them together. He tells everybody to come together. And then later on it says, Ish asher kibrechosai beirach oisam. Right? So Rashi says, what is the beirach oisam? It should say, vayivarech oisam. Ish asher kibrechosai, finish. Why does it say beirach oisam? Says Rashi, kolulam kulam bevracha. Which means that he joined them all together, and he said that all the brachas are for everyone. Yeah. That all the brachas are for everybody. Yeah? Remember such a Rashi? Ish asher kibrechosai, beirach oisam, kolulam kulam bevracha. So I saw in the Kesef Mishnah, in Perik Aleph, Halacha Beis, and Hilchas Kriyashma, he brings a Sifri, that the Musar was given Kol Echad V'Echad. Each one got Musar separately. Each one got Musar separately. And then he called them, come together. And I don't say for what, it says come together. So he's, what is the Kesef Mishnah bothered by the question? Why is he giving Musar? The Sifri that the Kesef Mishnah is quoting is bothered by this question. How could you give Musar one in front of the other? And the answer is he didn't. The Musar was separate. But the Bracha was together. The Musar was separate. But the Bracha was together. Okay? Now, the question is, why is the Bracha together? Why did they have to stand together and get the Bracha together?
Musar separate.
The Musa was separate. The Bracha was together. Why did it have to be together? And I have a question for you even better. Ready? If everyone got all the Bracha, so then what's the individual that each one got an individual Bracha? If anyone got everything anyway. If I tell you, you get $10, and you get $10, and you get $10, eh? And all of you get $10. So then what's the, you, everybody gets $10. That's, it's all the same. Kolam kulam bivracha achas. He put them together with one bracha. So then what's the individual? Why did each one get separate? And the Pashta Pshat is, what you have to say, Yehuda is strong, and the Shimon is Zen Levi. That's each one unique. But everyone in Klal Yisrael has shaykhs to it. As kanom erotz katzvi gibor kari. You know what? You come and say, "Yeah, but I'm not from that shevet." That's a person reads the first din in Shulchan Aruch, where it says you have to be as kanom er gibor kari. Well, gibor, I can't. I'm not from Yehuda, so I'm a weakling. What am I going to do? And the answer is, Yehuda was dari, but everybody has berach kulan. Somewhat of Ari, somewhat of Nomer, somewhat of Ratz Katzvi. What do you mean, Ratz Katzvi? How can I do it? I'm not Naftali. I come from a different shevet. And the answer is Beirach Kulam, that everybody had a little bit. Or maybe we could say a little bit deeper. Klal Yisrael functions individual, the Prat, and the Klal. I'll give you an example. If somebody is strong, it's a contradiction to someone who's completely weak, right? The malois of the strong one, the weak one doesn't have. The malois of the weak one, the strong one doesn't have. Correct? But the problem is, let's say they come together. So they contradict each other, no? a plus and a minus, you can't put them together. The bracha of Yaakov Avinu was that the plus and minus could come together. Kalalan kulam bevracha. That Klal Yisrael works in a way that each one has his milah, yet it's not a contradiction when it comes together with the other milah, that they could all work together, like a bouquet of flowers. Imagine a person says, wait a minute, pink is not yellow, so you know what, I can't put it together. But that's what a bouquet of flowers is all about, that you take the pink and the yellow and the green and the orange, and when you put it together, that's when it turns into a bouquet of flowers. Could you have a bouquet of flowers of all pink? Well, it doesn't look nice. The opposite. The fact that it's different, that's what makes it one. Kalulam kulam bevracha means that he went and he took them and he said, you're all bevracha. Yehuda, you have koiches of Yehuda. Now I want that all of Klal Yisrael should have from your koiches, should have from your capabilities. And it shouldn't be a contradiction to the Rach Kakona. The Rots Katzvi shouldn't be the Gibor Kanomer. It shouldn't contradict. There should be harmony between the different koiches. This is bracha. You know what bracha is? When everything works together in harmony. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha. Yiratzon shetishra shechina b'mais yedeichem. How is there hashras hashechina in the mais yedeichem? What's the expression? Yiratzon shetishra shechina b'mais yedeichem. And the answer is as follows. You know, a person could build an entire structure. In order for it to come together, it's very difficult. In order there should be harmony, do you know the Gemara even tells us that the Makom HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKodashim, it was Eina Min Amida. The measurements didn't work out. So how come it didn't work out? So the Marsha explains, because the Shekhinah was there. And when the Shekhinah is there, it can't have a measurement. Tell me, could you have a building where the main room doesn't have measurements? Could you work such a building out? I just want to know. You know what? Try to build yourself a house and say that the main room, well, I would call the living room, the living room, no, there's no measurements, just it has to fit, right? And the answer is, there's a special bracha of Shekhinah to make it work. You know, I think that's the pshat, ish v'isha, shalom Shekhinah b'neihem. Why does the Shekhinah have to be there? Ever think about it? Why does the Shekhinah have to be there? And the answer is, harmony is only with the Eibush. When you take two opposites, you take a husband and a wife, the only way that the husband and wife can come together, if there's Shekhinah there. You hear what I say? I'm telling you, Meridik Yisayt. The only way that a husband and a wife, which are two opposites, could be able to come together, live in peace, live in harmony, if it's Shekhinah b'neihem. Did you notice that the word Shekhinah is Shalom, is the same word? What's the Abish's name? Shalom. I say Shalom b'mroimov. Huyasa Shalom Aleinu. Shekhinah makes Shalom, makes harmony. Yeah. This is the Pshat, Brach. Beirach Kulan. He benches them. What shot he benches them? He benches them that there should be harmony between the different koiches. The Shechina should be there. Bracha. Shalom. Harmony. And Shechina is all the same thing. This is the pshat. Kara kulam ke'echot. He calls them all together. How do you bring together Shiftei Ka? How do you unite them? And the answer is through bracha, through Birchas Hashem, the bracha of the Eibishta. You hear? That you put the Rebbeinu Shloim's name there. What is Birchas Kayanim? Yivarecha Hashem, Yishmerecha. Yair Hashem, Panav Eilecha, Yichunecha. Yisa Hashem, Panav Eilecha. Hashem should put his face to you. Yasim ucha shalim. So what is bracha? The Eibishter. Yisa Hashem panav. That the Eibishter should be there for you. And mamele you'll have shalom. That's bracha. Bracha in the home. Bracha in the Beis HaMikdash. Yiratzah shetishra shechina b'mayis yedeichen. That the Rebbeinu Shloim should be there. And if the Rebbeinu Shloim is there, then there's shalom. Harmony. Bracha means Hashem. I bench you that the Eibishter should be there with you. Yis Hashem panav eilecha. And when that happens, Namela, what you have is kolam kulam bebracha. Not pshat that every person has to be Yehuda. How can every person be Yehuda? Yehuda's Yehuda. But that Yehuda should be able to be with Naphtali, and Naphtali should be with Yisach, and Yisach should be with Zvulun, and it should be Kolon, Kulon, Bebracha. That's the Inyan of Bracha. That's the Inyan of Bracha by the Shvatim. With this, Rabbi Isai, I think we can explain the Bracha to Ephraim and Menashe. If you notice that there was a special bracha to Ephraim and Menashe, special bracha. Becha yivarech Yisrael. Yisimcha leikim, k'Ephraim and Menashe, that all children should be like Ephraim and Menashe. When do we say this? So there's three times when we say this bracha. The first time we say this bracha is Erev Yom Kippur. It's Birchas Habanim, we bench the children of Yom Kippur. Another time is Shabbos, Friday night. Some had customs, and Minhagi Vermeizen's brought down that they used to do it in the morning also, before the meal, Shabbos. The third time is the day of the Bris Milah. And it's interesting that the one that we don't do, that for some reason we don't do, is the one that's actually brought the Rishayim. To do it on Shabbos, there's no makar for it. Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings it down, later Achroinim talk about it, it's brought down the Minhagi Vermeiza, it's brought down Yom Kippur also. It's not brought down anywhere, it's a minig. It's a minig. The one by the day of the Bris Milah, which we don't do, is brought in Targum Yonison. In Targum Yonison on the Pasuk, Becha Yivarech Yisrael, Zak the Targum Yonison, B'yoyim of the Milah, on the day of the Bris Milah. Now we do say HaMalach HaGoyel, we say it. The night before, we call the Vachnacht, when we sit with the baby, we say HaMalach HaGoyel, but that's not Yisimcha L'Kim Kefraim and Chemenashe, we don't say that. And it's not the day of the Bris Milah, it's the night before, maybe the night is the same thing as the day. For some reason we don't keep this, I don't know why. My grandfather speaks about it a lot. He used to talk about why we don't keep this minig. But on the day of the Bris Milah, Becha Yivarech Yisrael, why these three times? What's unique about Erev Yom Kippur? What's unique about Shabbos? What's unique about the day of the Milah that we give this bracha? Yisimcha Lekim Kefraim Echem Menashe. So I'm thinking, Rabbi Yisai, there's many reasons why Ephraim and Menashe. What's with Reuben and Shimon? Be like Reuben and Shimon. Why Ephraim and Menashe? So there's many terutzim that are said. One terutz that said, Ephraim and Menashe, Ephraim was a tremendous ben teira. Menashe was an oisek b'tzarchi tzibur. He was a true leader in tzarchi tzibur. Rashi says clearly he was memun al beisai. He was in charge. Menashe took care of the house. He was the memuna. Everything had to go through Menashe. Memela, we give a bracha to a child, says the Nitziv, the day of his bris. You know what we tell him? We tell him, here, you have two roads ahead of you. You could either be like Ephraim, or you could be like Menashe. There's two drachim, there's two paths for the person who wants to be Oyved Hashem. He could either be like Ephraim and Bentayr, which is preferable, and if not, to be like Menashe. But then why Shabbos? Why Erev Yom Kippur? It explains the day of the Bris Milah, maybe, the Nitziv. But why is it that we say this Friday night? Why is it that we say this Erev Yom Kippur? So I want to tell you that there's another pshat. Why do we speak about Ephraim and Menashe? And the answer is because Ephraim and Menashe are tremendous achdus. You notice Ephraim is being elevated over Menashe. Does Menashe complain? No. They lived in harmony. You know, Yaakov Avinu sees in Ephraim Menashe what he wanted to see in Reuven v'Shimon. He wanted to see Reuven and Shimon to get along like this. And that's why he, Bedavka, while he gives the bracha, he points out Ephraim is bigger and Ephraim is the right hand. What are you doing it for? Why does he need all that? Good, let's see in the future he's going to be bigger. So what? So you have to now make it bigger and smaller. And the answer is, he wanted Bedavka. That Menashe should not say anything to fix
jealousy.
The jealousy, the Indian of the jealousy. You hear? You know, Mepharshim say beautiful pshat in the pasuk. Yadati b'ni yadati, I know that he's the younger one. Achiv akotim, the pasuk says. The pasuk calls him Achiv akotim. 1 minute. It says like this. Ay, 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 ay. Oh. Vayikra Yosef Shneyem. Okay. Says the pasuk like this. Vayoyim yadati b'ni yadati. Gam hu yelam v'gam hu yigdav. V'ulam. Achiv akotayim. Katan, because he made himself smaller. That even though, says the Mepharshim, Ephraim knew that Yaakov was elevating him over Menashe, he didn't walk around like that. He walked around, Achiv HaKatan, I'm the smaller brother. And then the Mepharshim say, what's the pshat in the end of the pasuk? For Olam Achav Yigdal Mimenu, Vazari Malay Agayim, what's Yigdal Mimenu? He'll become greater from him, meaning Menashe will make Ephraim bigger. Yigdal Mimenu, from him, from Menashe. Menashe walked around saying, look at my brother Ephraim. And Ephraim walked around saying, look at my brother Menashe. Says Yaakov Avinu, Yisimcha Likim, Kefraim and Menashe. We bench the children that they should have this midah of Ephraim and Menashe. Keruvim and Shimon Yili, that it should be like Reuven and Shimon. Now, what's the Pshat Rabbi say? That's, I think, explains why we say this Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is a time of Achdus, where we want Klal Yisrael to forgive and unite the Klal Yisrael. So we bench the children. Yisimcha Likim, Kefraim, Chavanash. Why Shabbos? Shabbos is the time of Shalom. The Malachim come, and they look in the house to see if there's Shalom in the house. So we bench the children, the Shabbos, the Shalom, Yisimcha Likim, Kefraim, Menashe, the Shef of Shabbos, the Achdus of Shabbos. L'Sivaru Eish B'chom L'Shviseichem B'yoyim HaShabbos, the Inyan of Shalom of Shabbos. It should find its way, Yisimcha Likim, Kefraim, Menashe. Why the day of the Bris Milah? You know, Yosef, when he wants to reveal himself, that he's Yosef, Pasuk says he showed them, come close. What did he show them? Bris Milah. Says the Sif Sechacham, why Bris Milah? What does it prove? Doesn't prove anything. So we spoke about it because all the Mitzrayim really had a Bris Milah. Okay. Says the Sif Sechachamim, ki habris hi ois achva bi Yisrael. The Bris is a sign of achdus in Klal Yisrael. One year to another, it shows brotherliness. So he's telling them, come, I'm your brother. Look, I have a Bris Milah. So the day of the Bris, we give you also that bracha. Yisimcha lekim kefrayim lechemenashe. That you should be able to come together, ba'achdus, like Ephraim and Menashe.
It's who together?
The child. That the child should learn to come together with Klal Yisrael. He should learn, like Ephraim and Menashe, Ois Achvi, he's coming into Klal Yisrael. He's becoming a part of a tzibur. So he has to learn Yisimcha Lekim, Kefrayim Ucha Menashe. Azoi Menach is the Pshat. According to the Pshat, why we say Ephraim and Menashe? Because of Achdus. That's why it's Erev Yom Kippur. That's why it's Shabbos. And that's why it is also on the day of the Bris Milah. Third Pshat. Why do we pick Ephraim and Menashe? So the Mepharshim say, because Ephraim and Menashe in Mitzrayim turned into Shvatim. That's something special. At Boye Elecha, they didn't have the Zeder Yankiv Avinu to teach them, and still they turned into Shiftei Ka. So that's a tremendous mile. And Yankiv Avinu sees that throughout the Gullison, Yiddish Kinder, that they should be able to survive the Gullus and remain pure, innocent, Jewish, Yiddish Kinder. The bracha Yisimcha Lekim, the Eibush should put you like Ephraim and Menashe, who in Mitzrayim remain from Erlecha, Guter Kinder, Yiddish Kinder. And that's why Bedavka Ephraim and Menashe, not Shimon V'Levi. With this pshat, I think we could go back to explain why Shabbos, why Bris Milah, why Yom Kippur. And that is, what is it that kept Ephraim and Menashe in Mitzrayim? What did Yosef do? Obviously it was Yosef. Yosef did something right, as they say, in the chinuch of the children. As a matter of fact, Meduik in the Pasuk, it says, Vayivarech is Yosef. He benches Yosef, but it doesn't say what he benches him. And he goes right into the bracha to Ephraim and Menashe. And all the Mepharshim ask, I thought you're benching Yosef, Vayivarech is Yosef. And the answer is, because when you bench the children, you're really benching the father. And the Chasam Sofer and others bring, Elon, B'mavarachecha, Sheyikol Peresecha, you K'moyscha, that the children should be like the father is a bracha ready to the tree. The way we're learning, we can say a little bit deeper. If the whole bracha is that Ephraim and Menashe remain Ephraim and Menashe and Mitzrayim, so whose credit is that? Father. So Vayivarech es Yosef, I think the pshat is that it's actually a bracha and a praise to Yosef. It's not that the children's bracha is a bracha so the father gains from it. That's the pasha pshat and what the Mepharshim are saying. That since the child gets, so the father is getting. Because the father doesn't care who gets, if it's me or my child. But the way we're learning the pshat, that we're trying to say B'chol Yivarech Yisrael because the chinuch was proper in Mitzrayim, that they survived and remained frum and Erlech good to Eden in Mitzrayim. So Vayivarech is Yosef. This is actually the credit, the blessing, the praise of Yosef. Yisimcha Lekim Kefrayim Lechem Menashe. So what did Yosef do? What was it? What is the secret ingredient in chinuch? And I believe Rabbosai, you know, Yosef made sure that there was a Bris Milah. Everyone in Mitzrayim had a Bris Milah. The Mepharshim say, why did he do this? Why did he do it? Why did he make everyone have a Bris Milah? You know what? Make them cut their fingers off. Why think of a Bris Milah? Well, as a matter of fact, Lalach, it's not even so simple. The Ramah brings down in Hilchas Bris, in Yerideya, you can't tell a guy to do a bris milah. It belongs only to Klal Yisrael bris milah. There's a whole question how a mile is a lot of practice on Goyish babies to do bris for Claudius to become a mile. You know, I'll do a bris on a guy. It's only for Claudius all the bris. So the Shach and other Achrayim talk about it. How did Yosef make a bris in Mitzrayim? So they say a few different terutzim. One is that he didn't do a complete bris on the Mitzrayim. He did milah without priya. And that's what Yosef shows his brothers. I'm a mohul, not a mohul like the Mitzrayim. I'm a mohul kochem, that I have milah and priya. That's what he was showing them. Okay. Another pshat is that I'm allowed to do a bris milah if it's for the tzoyrich, for the need of Klal Yisrael. So if I'm allowed to practice on a goyish baby, so to speak, because I need to learn to do milah on a Jewish baby. Here Yosef did it on the Mitzrayim for the purpose of the Klal Yisrael. Why? If there wouldn't be a bris milah, Klal Yisrael would come down to Mitzrayim, and they wouldn't want to do bris after many years. Why? They look strange. Something's wrong. They would look at them as So in order to make it the norm, he made that even the Mitzrayim had a bris milah. It's very interesting because the truth is the world does it. Circumcision. It's something that the world does. For example, female circumcision. We in America, whoa, it's a terrible thing. There are countries that do it. So if in America a Jew would have to do it, they wouldn't even let it. If Chas V'Shalom, I mean, we Baruch Hashem, it's not the mitzvah, Satera, but if it was, we wouldn't even be able to do it. It's illegal. It's illegal in the States to do it. Female circumcision. So what's the pshat? The Rebbeinu Shleilim set up that the goyim should do it. And like this, it's accepted as a health thing almost. And the melech becomes that the Klal Yisrael is able to do it, we wouldn't be able to do milah. So Yosef, that's the pshat. Yosef knew this. So he had to set up that everybody has a bris milah. Otherwise it would be illegal. What are you doing? How can you do a bris milah?
Like in Russia.
How can you do bris milah? You're not allowed to do it. It's illegal. Okay. With this, I understand that Yosef went and set up bris milah in Mitzrayim. Okay. You know another thing he did in Mitzrayim? It says that when the brothers came to Mitzrayim, Tavoyach Tevach V'Hachim, he made a Suda. He made a Suda. What was the Suda about? You know, the Eliyahu Rabbah in Shulchan Aruch brings down, Eliyahu Rabbah in Halacha in Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Mati Moshe that Chanukah is b'schus this Suda. Yeah, it's Eliyahu Rabbah that the Hachein Tavoyach Tevach V'Hachein. If you look, is Oisius Chanukah. Tavoyach Tevach Chanukah. Chanukah has to do with this Suda. And the name Elimelech explains Chanukah and Yosef. Yosef has to do with Chanukah. Yosef, Chanukah, what does that have to do with anything? I think the Pshat Rabbi says as follows. There were two things in this Suda. The first thing in the Suda was there was Shechita. Shechita. The second thing I found in Reb Tzadok HaKohen, it was Shabbos. It was a Suda Shabbos, says Reb Tzadok HaKohen. The two things which are Mesoira and unique for the Cheshivas of Klal Yisrael, Shabbos and Shechita. Shechita is all about Mesoira. You want to know if a Jew is a Jew? Does he keep Kashrus? Does he keep Shabbos? Does he have a Bris Milah? Not interesting? Does he keep Shabbos? What do you ask yourself? Is he Yid? What? There's three things. They ask Kashrus, Shabbos, and Milah. Milah, Yosef says Milah Mitzrayim. Shabbos, Tavoyev Teva V'Hachim. Shechita, he made Shechita, he made. What was Yevanim? Yevanim wanted to uproot chelik b'leikei Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael shouldn't be connected to the Rabbein Yishlam. They could be intellectual, they can learn parts of Torah which are intellectual, but they can't learn as Yidin. Ein lechem chelik b'leikei Yisrael. So they try to uproot what? Mila and Shabbos. Tavoyach tevach v'hachim. This suda, I believe, Yosef already planted the seeds that in Gullus, how do you fight the Gullus? You fight the Gullus with Shabbos Mila Kashrus. You hear? How do you fight the Gullus? You fight the Gullus. How do you remain Yidden in Gullus? How do you keep your identity in Gullus? Mila, Shrita, and Shabbos. And so, this Suda of Tavoyach Tev V'Hachim, which Reb Tzadik tells me was on Shabbos, yeah, was the Hachana, the preparation, the seeds, the planting of the seeds for the Koyach to fight in the times of Yavam. Now, I understand how Menashe and Ephraim remained in Mitzrayim. How did they remain in Mitzrayim? Ephraim learned Torah. There was a Shabbos table. There was Kashrus. There was Mila. So they survived in Mitzrayim. Now let's go to Yom Kippur, Shabbos, and Mila. Three times when we say what? Yisimcha Lekim, Ephraim and Menashe. Erev Yom Kippur. You know what the one identity of a Yid is? Comes to Shul Yom Kippur. The most farthest Yid. The most lost. The one thing that still keeps a Yid attached at Yom Kippur. They used to call him Yom Kippur Yid. They used to call, at least Yom Kippur used to come.
Yeah.
Yisimcha Lekim Kephraim Menashe. The bracha of Ephraim and Menashe. Even no matter where you are, to be connected. The next time we say it is Shabbos. And the other time we say it is what? Mila. It's the three Yisoidis. Yisimcha Lekim Kephraim and Menashe that kept Ephraim and Menashe. Here Rabbi says, Mayudik Reid, Mayudik, it's Mayudik. Why Erev Yom Kippur Yisimcha Lekim Kephraim and Menashe? Why Shabbos? Why Mila? And the answer is, why do we say Bechlal Yisimcha Lekim? Why Ephraim and Menashe? And the answer is, because Ephraim and Menashe remained connected to the Eibishter in Mitzrayim. And how did they do that? Through the Yisoidus of Mila, Shabbos. These were the Yisoid Bris. You know what Bris is? Connected to the Eibishter. You know, when a person is in Galus, the number one thing that he needs is to remain connected to the Eibishter. That's the number one thing you need. You're connected, then you're not going to get lost. You're not connected, you get lost right away. You always have to be connected to the Rabbi Yishlam. You know, we say, Ashreinu matoyu kolkeinu, umanoyim gayaleinu, umayafu yirushaseinu. Unbelievable. Manoyim, Mayofa, Matoyim, Chelik, Yerusha. You know, it's referring to many different things. The Mefarshim say maybe Shabbat, maybe Eretz Yisrael, Torah, Mitzvah, a lot. And then we say, Ashreinu, K'shonu, Maskimim, Maribim, Bevatik, Nasir. That's all. I don't understand. You just finished building it up. Ashreinu, Matoyim, Chokinu. Ashreinu, that we say Kriya Shema once in the morning, once at night. An unbelievable question I was thinking about a lot lately. You know, the Gemara even uses such a lashon. The Gemara says that as long as they say Kriya Shema in the morning, it's enough. It's a lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, if they come and they say Kriya, die, it's enough. It's enough, that's it. That's the whole business. What's the pshat? I'll tell you the pshat, Rabbi said. Why twice a day do we say Kriya Shema? Igle Tal explains it's not really twice a day. Avdenezer explains it's not really twice a day. It's actually all day. You ever take a pill? You have to take every minute the medicine? you take it twice a day, and it collates, which means that every few, the body gets constantly sustenance from that. Kriya Shema is the same thing. You say it once in the morning, you say it once at night, and that keeps you going. A 24-hour dispenser keeps on going.
Injection.
You're getting 24 hours, okay? But what we're saying in davening is, with all the Torah and mitzvahs, it's all good. But the one thing that keeps us, Ashreinu, Matoiv, Chalkeinu, Manoim, Vilmayofi, Yisreinu, it's all true. But Ashreinu, at the end of the day, you know what our oysher is? The biggest blessing that we have? We come and say, Shema, Yisrael, Hashem, Keinu, Hashem.
Antibiotic.
That's it. It's an antibiotic to be connected to the Eibishter all the time. With this Rabbi Isai, yeah, I think that's the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that when Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell them the Kates, Nista, it became Hiskel, he started to tell them other things. So the truth is, there's different chazal, and the Rambam brings this, that you know what he started telling them? Maybe there's something wrong with you. Maybe the Olam is not holding in Amuna. Maybe the Olam is not together in Amuna. So what did they answer? No, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And they all said, Baruch Shem, Kivay, Machusel, Elam Vayah. Beautiful, right? And that's why we say, Baruch Shem, Kivay, Machusel, Elam Vayah. Good? Okay. What's the connection? You see, he all of a sudden, this time, and he wanted to tell us the Kates, and he started speaking about other things. So the Mefarshim say 2 points. First of all, why did the Shekhinah leave him? So Pasha Pshat is because it's not good to know the Kates. Sam Sofer says, why? Because if we know when the Kates is and it doesn't come, then we'll have use. We'll feel very bad. We'll say, oh, something's wrong. So Mara says, Tipach Rucham Shomachash V'Kitzim. But those that come and tell us the end, it's a curse, it's a terrible thing, because then we have use. When it comes and the time comes and we don't have it because it could be that we're not going to get it, it turns into what? Yush, that people feel fallen, that the Mashiach didn't come. Some Saifa says, that's Pshat, Baruch, Shem, Kivay, Malchusay, Leilam Vayed. In order it should be Leilam Vayed. That's why we said, when he couldn't tell us the Kates, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Baruch Shem Kivay Malchusel Eilam Vayed, like this will be forever and ever, because otherwise people will fall away. Yiddishkeit. People are going to say, you know what? Like this, every day we wake up, maybe it's today.
Yachud in Yudah.
So I'm thinking, so what's the Shema Yisrael then? In the context of to make sure that Klal Yisrael remains, what's the Shema Yisrael? Another point. So I haven't seen the Baruch Shem, so how did the Shema Yisrael fit in this? Another point. Why did he lose the Shekhinah? We said because it's not good to say the time. Other Mefarshim say is because he started to think about the Kates, and he started to realize all the Tzaras. And he got Ba'atzmus. It broke him somewhat. When you're Ba'atzmus, the Shekhinah leaves you. He started to think about the Kates.
Which Kates?
The end of times. All of a sudden, he started.
Ne'elam.
Because why? Atzmus. He started to get broken from it. So the Mefarshim say, so what did he do? So instead of telling them when it's over, he told them how to bring the Geula. He coughed to. Come together, kibbutz galus, achdus. I'd like to add another point. He was teaching them Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu is an answer to the yush, to the galus, to the fact that we might get lost and broken in the galus. So he teaches Klal Yisrael Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Echad, like we spoke, to be connected with the Eibishter. And that's what's going to get us through the Galus.
Achdus.
Achdus, yes, but in what? In Emunah. Emuna. The fact that we have Shema Yisrael, that a person wakes up in the morning and at night he says Shema Yisrael, which means he's connected all day today. You know, one of the biggest nisyonos is to constantly be connected to the Eibishter. It's easy to wake up and twice a day say Shema Yisrael. Yeah, if you wake up early, what about throughout the day? That's the hard part.
Maya Kovin didn't say before, right?
You know, if you take a look at next week's parasha, it says, the parasha says clearly, Yosef, yeah, says the pasuk like this. Yosef hayu b'mitzrayim. Says Rashi, what is Yosef hayu b'mitzrayim? It's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Of course, Yosef was b'mitzrayim, and the answer is Yosef stood oma b'tzidkai. Who Yosef aroyes soin aviv? Who Yosef shahayu b'mitzrayim? V'nasa melech v'oyme b'tzidkai. What does he want, Rashi? You know, it's one thing to be a tzaddik. It's another thing to be oimei b'tzidkai. To pursue constantly and not fall. That's a chiddush. The oimei b'tzidkai, yeah? It's very easy for a person to reach groisa madregas, elevation, Yosef, tremendous. But it's a bigger thing, is Yosef hoyu b'mitzrayim. To be in Mitzrayim and remain that way. And that's Shema Yisrael, to be connected to the Eibishter constantly. And he knew this Yosef. And therefore, what did he do? Shabbos, Mila, all the brisin. You know, Mila means you're connected to the Eibishter, even if you can't do anything about it. Like David HaMelech, he was in the shower. He knew he has a bris Mila. You're connected to the Eibishter. There's not much you could do. 24-7, you're connected to the Rebbeinu Shlom through Mila. Shabbos also is 24-7, you know that? The Gemara says that in Beya, Achleikas B'Sham B'Silul, should you shop a whole week for Shabbos? So the Gemara says that actually even B'Silul would hold that way. That theoretically, as a matter of fact, it's brought down in the Dark Emotion, Shulchan Aruch, that we don't pass like B'Silul. The Ramon in Dark Emotion says we actually pass like B'Sham, they should be doing shopping already from Sunday. Michad B'Shabbos, L'Shabbos. From the first day, the Gemara says, of Sunday, we're already looking for Shabbos. Why? Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom is Beisil. What is Rosh Hashanah? Zachas Yom HaShabbos. You have to remember the Shabbos, always L'Kachay. Constantly. There's a constant remembrance connected to the Shabbos. Connected to the Shabbos. The Yisoid is in Galus. We have to search to be constantly connected.
So we can't
constantly connect, and that's why Shabbos, you know, the Reshiva of Moshe Zecher Tzadik Levracha writes, why is it that Shabbos is more important than the Beis HaMikdash? We don't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. I would think Beis HaMikdash. Says Rav Moshe in Parshas B'Chukosai, because without a Beis HaMikdash we could survive. In Golus we could be without a Beis HaMikdash. Without the Shabbos you can't be. Can't be without the Shabbos. Shabbos means bris. Bris means connected to the Eibishter. Without being constantly connected to the Eibishter, you can't make it in Galus. It's impossible. The nisyonos and the pitfalls and the choshech of Galus can't make it. Ve'emunascha b'leilos. In order to survive the Galus, we need strong emuna. It says by Shabbos, menuchas emes. Ve'emuna. Menuchas emes ve'emuna. And so we benched the little children Friday night. Yisimcha lekim kefraim ucha menashe. The Shabbos. That's what kept the Ephraim and Menashe in the Galus. You know, we say in the Zmiris, L'oyer libi begalusi. I changed my clothing for Shabbos. L'chein boy esboi is kasha tzvisoni. V'chein agi gedulasecha. Shivisi Hashem l'krasi. Shita oyer libi oy begalusi. Shabbos is supposed to be the light in the galus. Personal galus, physical galus from the outside. When a person's in galus, you know what his light is? Shabbos. Shabbos is light. Shabbos is light. Shabbos is light. Could be that's the pshat Haragul b'ner, the Gemara says if you're rogil, you're careful in the ner, havelay banin talmid chachamim. Which ner? So Rashi and Rishonim, is it ner Chanukah, ner Shabbos? Pashas is also ner Shabbos. If it's ner Shabbos, what's the pshat? This is the pshat. Shabbos is the taich that in the galus it lights. The Shabbos is the ur of the galus. It's the ur. And where does it affect? It affects the children. Shabbos affects the children. Yisimcha leikim kefrayim, not the children. Havli Batan Michal Kefrayim, Menashe, the Shabbos. The Shabbos creates in the Golos it creates that there should be Banim Tamid Chacham, children of Tamid Chacham. In the time we had a Sanhedrin, you're right, children turned out to be Tamid Chacham from seeing Gedolei Torah. What's important, you know, if I may use a moment just to say something which I didn't say, they say over Rav Shach said. That Rav Shach said that with his children, they didn't turn out the Gedolei Yisrael that he thought they would turn out to be, and he blamed it on, the Zmiris at the Shabbos table. He blamed it on the fact that they didn't have enough Zmiris at the Shabbos table. The light of Shabbos, the song of Shabbos, Havelay Bonin Talmid Chacham, Shabbos, Simcha Lekim, Kefrayim Chemenashe, on the start of Shabbos. It's interesting, the Malachim come and they see the Neiris of Shabbos. It says over there, if they see the Neiris, and they see their Shalom, then they come and give a bracha. The Neiris of Shabbos represent the Or of Shabbos. And that Or of Shabbos represents the Talmid Chachamim in the Golos, the Or in the Golos. The or that flickers in the galus, just like the Ner Chanukah, which represents the or in the galus of Yavon and the Choshech of galus. This Rabbi says bracha. Now we understand what bracha is. Bracha is to be able to bring out hidden things, koiches, hashras hashchina, where there's darkness, where there's no hashras hashchina, to bring shchina. That's bracha. Lahavi bracha el batechem. You can bring bracha into your home by bringing shechina to your home. Ish shechina shrui b'neim is bracha. You know, it's interesting. I was once thinking to myself, how many brachas do we, when you marry a woman, how many brachas do you make?
Seven.
Why seven brachas? What's I the only thing you have is seven brachas? The only thing seven. You know anything else that you make seven brachas for? Shabbos, you make seven brachas for Shabbos? What? You're right, in the davening, the seven brachas, but there's no seven brachas, barachat. I mean, when you make a mitzvah, there's seven, huh?
Connection fusion. Seven.
Awesome. Oh, you can tell me all the deep stuff. I agree with you on whatever you're going to say. But I think there's a Pashtun thing here. You know why? It's bracha, shechina. Lahavi bracha al batechem. There's a lot of bracha. Ish v'isha is bayis, it's the home, it's the shechina in the home. And that's brachas. It's this lots, seven nights of seven brachas. You're talking about seven nights of seven brachas. You understand the amount of bracha? Because it's bracha, bracha. The biggest bracha is the home, to be masher, the shechina, to bring together shechina between a person, to bring shechina to himself. Bracha and bracha and bracha and bracha. Taka b'zoich. Brachas b'zkuyim. Zoich to the
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.